When we walk into a shul and see a notice that says, please daven for so-and-so, or nowadays, more likely you would get a notification like that and see it on one of the Jewish websites. A lot of times they have these banners on the bottom that ask you to daven for someone, a name. And sometimes it says a little bit of the story. Sometimes it gives you some background or tells you what kind of person it is, a child or an adult or mother. Or you get a text asking you to daven. And usually it comes along with and forward to the text to 10 other people. So what do we do? How do we react to these requests that are thrown at us? Sometimes we daven. Sometimes we do. But more often than not, we continue on with life. In shul, they say Tehillim after davening for a sick person. People are trickling out the door. But Hashem will hold us responsible. Why didn't you daven for these people? We can't imagine how much responsibility there is upon us to daven for those around us. Chazal places obligation on everyone. Like we said yesterday, anybody who's able to ask for mercy for his friend has to do it. But it's a special obligation on B'nai Torah. People who learn Torah have a greater ability to daven, and therefore they have a bigger obligation to do so. And if the person who is sick is a Talmud Chacham, then the Gemara says, Tzara sheyechla atzmei olav. Hashem expects us to make ourselves sick about it, davening for that person, doing everything we can. And that's a lot. That's asking a lot, but we can do at least a little. This is something we can make a habit of. Anytime we do hear that someone needs our tefillahs, we should just say a short tefillah. It doesn't have to be anything major. A short request is so powerful. Think Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kael na rafa na la, and that was it. When we walk in the street and we see a Jew in a wheelchair, on crutches, suffering one way or another, that person is suffering, say a tefillah. We see in Chazal that this was a given in the times of the Gemara. The Gemara says that if a tree starts to drop its fruits prematurely, so that's a financial loss, you should mark it in red paint. So Gemara asks, how will marking it in red paint help anything? It's not a segula or a refuah for trees. So the Gemara answers, people will see the red marking and they'll understand the tree is dying or it's sick and they'll daven for your parnasa. That was the given. If we see that it was a given to all the Jews of the time, and even for a sick tree, they would immediately pray for the person to save him from loss. So if your car has car trouble, put a stripe of red paint on it. So how much more pashut should it be for us when we see someone suffering? We should daven for them. Help them in the best way we can. So likewise, the pasuk says, by Metzaira, he should cry out, Tame Tame, Tame Tame Yikra. He should cry out to everybody, I'm Tame. He should announce it. Everybody should hear. Why should he do this? So Chazal say, he should let everyone know of his pain, his isolation, something he incidentally brought on himself. Nonetheless, he should let everybody know. Why? So they should daven for him. So if we see someone in pain and in spiritual pain as well, people are hanging around, they're doing nothing, or they're doing worse than nothing, that's also a situation that requires us to put a thought in there. It's a daven, tefillah, something. Think how much suffering they're going through, the stress and trauma it must be putting on their families, and say a short tefillah for them. Maybe a kapitel of Tehillim from memory. It doesn't take more than a minute. And when we do that, we accomplish so much. We're accomplishing so much for them, and we're doing what Hashem obligates us to do, to be there for other people, at least daven for them.